Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. Last week, two separate organizations that track emissions released reports showing the U.S.'s current record on methane is mixed, to say the least. In the World Bank's annual flaring tracking report, last year, the U.S. was among the worst performers when it comes to total flaring of gas, a fact that pairs with its status as a global oil production leader. But data from the Energy Information Administration shows the domestic flaring rate was at an almost two-decade low. So today, we talk with James Baikalis about what this mixed bag of flaring data says about domestic energy production and what it means for the Biden administration's climate goals. It's Monday, June 24th. James, so what's causing this jump in U.S. methane emissions?
So we had new data out last week from the World Bank and EIA, two separate reports showing that total U.S. methane emissions increased last year. And the World Bank data was specifically focused on flaring, and that showed a really stark jump. So U.S. flaring volumes jumped by 21% last year, which was right between Libya and Iran in terms of growth. So that's definitely not where the U.S. wants to be as it seeks to reduce methane emissions over coming years and decades. And the main driver really of this increase was the record oil and gas production last year. So as we've talked about many times on this show, it's this sort of paradox for the Biden administration where they're cracking down on emissions, but they've also overseen record oil and gas production, just a surge in drilling. So, you know, with more production comes more flaring and venting. And so that's the main driver of the increased methane emissions. But the World Bank report also found some significant growth in flaring in the Permian and Eagle Ford basins. And they attributed that to hot weather and also maintenance issues that knocked a lot of the midstream infrastructure offline. So the pipelines that take the gas out. So as a result, the producers had to flare more gas.
Makes sense. But there is also some good news in the data that you unpacked. So what's that about?
Yeah, definitely. So the EIA report found that even though the total volumes of methane emissions were up last year because the production was so high, the rate of venting and flaring is actually falling, is what EIA found. So that's the amount of gas that's let into the atmosphere compared to the total amount of production. And that rate hit 0.5% last year, which EIA said was lowest in 18 years. So that indicates that U.S. production is getting cleaner.
Interesting. How is the Biden administration responding to these developments, given the amount of effort and resources it's really put into combating methane as part of its climate agenda?
Last week on a press call, White House climate advisor Ali Zaidi said he hadn't seen those figures from the World Bank, but he really doubled down, saying the administration is doing more than past administrations to combat methane and has really put a bullseye on methane pollution, as Zaidi put it. And that's been through both a carrot and a stick approach.
Yeah, right. We know about the regulations. And of course, last week there was an announcement on implementing the methane program in the IRA. So what happened there?
So the Energy Department and EPA announced $850 million in competitive grants from the Methane Emissions Reduction Program in the Inflation Reduction Act, which is really one of the most significant programs ever to combat methane pollution. It's paired with the methane fee, which is sort of a stick on producers to reduce their methane emissions. And the methane and the grants are providing funding for the industry, as well as higher education institutions, state governments, tribes. They can all apply for these grants towards projects that reduce methane from existing production, as well as sort of accelerate the development and deployment of technology that can detect and reduce emissions. And in particular, with this program, the Biden administration said it's targeting disadvantaged communities, energy communities that have long been plagued by significant methane pollution.
Got it. And yeah, I saw Senator Manchin, chair of the Energy Committee, who, of course, was a proponent of the funding aspect of this program to help with the technologies, was complimentary. A rare piece that he had something nice to say about Biden's implementation of IRA. That was pretty interesting.
Right. Manchin and some other bipartisan senators were really pushing the Biden administration to get this money out the door. So certainly something that they're celebrating.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, on Friday, the Supreme Court rejected a water sharing deal among the three states that share the Rio Grande River. This decision will strengthen the federal government's hand in Western water disputes at a time when climate change-driven drought is exacerbating interstate tensions. The five-justice majority ruled the deal between Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado conflicted with the federal government's concerns about groundwater pumping along the river. For years, the states have been fighting over the Rio Grande's flows, which are governed by a 1938 compact. Texas has long accused New Mexico of not delivering enough water downstream to meet its obligations. But when the three states struck a deal to resolve the dispute, the federal government, which has no rights to the river's flows but manages the reservoirs along the waterway, objected to the fact it would move the location at which water deliveries are measured. It also argued the deal didn't address groundwater pumping in New Mexico. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch and subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations, helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.